So today we'll be looking at the Adi Lila, chapter 13, verses 96 to 99. Jai. Translation. While all the ladies vibrated the holy name of Hari on earth, in the heavenly planets, dancing and music were going on, for the demigods were very curious. Text 97. In this atmosphere, all the ten directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings, moving and non-moving, were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. Thus, by his causeless mercy, the full moon, Gaur Hari, now rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udaigiri, where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in his own house at Shantipur, was dancing in a pleasing mood. Taking Haridas Thakur with him, he danced and loudly chanted Hare Krishna. But why they were dancing, no one could understand. Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is understood that Advaita Prabhu, at that time, was in his own paternal house at Shantipur. Haridas Thakur frequently used to meet him. Coincidentally, therefore, he was also there. And upon the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both of them immediately began to dance. But no one in Shantipur could understand why those two saintly persons were dancing. So we're going to explain to you this morning why those two saintly persons were dancing. When we go back in time, Haridas Thakur always used to come to visit Sri Advaita Acharya. Well, we all know that Haridas Thakur used to chant 300,000 names, 192 rounds every day in his bhajan kuti in Benapol, which is in today's Bangladesh, but in those days was just East Bengal. And there were many envious people, and so we all know the story that one envious person tried to make Haridas Thakur fall down by sending a very beautiful, attractive, alluring young lady to attract his mind away from the holy name and to make him fall down. We all know this pastime. I'll just briefly go over it. So Haridas Thakur was such a Vaishnava. And what does a Vaishnava mean? It means someone who is so humble. He gives all honor and respect to every living entity. So he was so humble. So when that young lady came and she said, oh Thakurji, you are so exalted. If I could just have a moment's association with you, then my life will be fulfilled. So he said, yes, please sit down. I have to chant my rounds, a vow that I've taken every day. And you sit here, and when I'm finished, I promise that I will fulfill your every desire. She was there to make him fall down. And he's saying like this. So he's chanting the holy names. She came there in the evening, and all night Haridas Thakur was chanting. And then as the sun began to rise, Udaigiri, in the shloka, the verse Udaigiri is there. Udai means to rise, and Giri means over the hills. So all of a sudden there became light over the hills. And of course, then the young lady was thinking, well, I can't really do what I have to do. So she got up to leave, and Haridas Thakur apologized to her. Please don't mind that I was not able to finish my rounds and I was unable to fulfill your desire. But if you come back tomorrow, I shall surely finish. I shall go faster, and you will not be disappointed. So she came back the next day, and she was dressed very, very, how should we say, super attractive to attract his mind. And she sat in different poses to allure his mind. And Haridas Thakur said, today I will surely finish the japa, and we shall fulfill your desires. So he kept on chanting and chanting. And then, again, all night long, he's chanting, and then the light of the sun again came. She was a little disappointed. So he begged forgiveness. Please forgive me for wasting your time. But if you come tomorrow, certainly I will finish my japa, and your desires will be fulfilled. So she came that third evening. Now, she didn't have a good intention. She was being paid by this envious person to make Haridas Thakur fall down. So again she came, and again Haridas Thakur assured her that tonight is the night. I will finish my japa, and surely you will be satisfied. And he chanted and chanted. And again the light of dawn came, and again he apologized. And she said to him, actually, Thakurji, I have to admit, I have to confess that I was paid to come here to make you fall down. But by seeing your wonderful character, your humility, your Vaishnav qualities, and hearing you chant the holy name, my heart has become purified. And I now feel great shame that I came with such a nefarious mentality. So Haridas Thakur blessed her and said that you're getting the mercy of the holy name, Sri Krishna. So she then confessed that, you know, I've led a life that was not very exemplary, and I'm very ashamed of the life that I led. Please give me your mercy so that I can get on the back on track, and the rest of my life can go nicely. So he blessed her. She became his first disciple, and he said, look, here in this bhajan kuti, I give it to you. You just chant the holy names of the Lord as I'm doing. There's a tulsi plant in front. You water tulsi every day, circumambulate her, and chant this maha mantra. And she did, and she thus became a pure devotee. So Haridas Thakur, he left that place, and he went to Shantipur to see Advaita Acharya. And he complained to Advaita Acharya that Kali Yuga is so bad, that people are so envious, they're trying to make me fall down. So Advaita Acharya said, yes, it's a horrible time now. There was Jagai and Madai, for example, two brahmanas who were so corrupt, always drunk, always engaged in nefarious activities. And that was just the tip of the iceberg. No one has any love or devotion for Sri Hari, Advaita Acharya explained to Haridas. So Haridas said, I just want to go somewhere where I can just chant peacefully. So Advaita Acharya said, you know, there's a particular place not far from here where there's a cave by the banks of the Ganga. You can go and chant in that cave, and you won't be bothered. So Haridas Thakur, he went to that cave and started chanting. However, Maya Devi herself came to test Haridas Thakur. And by the way, today is the appearance day of Maya Devi herself, Durga Puja. Today is Durga Puja. And we should understand that Durga's other name is, she's known as Durga Devi, but she's also known as Vaishnav Devi because she is a great Vaishnava. And her service is to test people, to make sure. Why is she testing people? Because she doesn't want another Putana to come to Krishna. Someone pretending to be a devotee but has an ulterior motive, a hidden agenda. So she tests everybody to make sure they're actually sincere. So she came to test Haridas Thakur. And of course, Haridas Thakur was beyond reproach, and she was very happy to see that he was the genuine first class Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava. But then after that, Advaita Acharya saw Haridas Thakur coming, and he said, "Oh, Haridas, you're coming back already?" So Haridas explained, "Every time I try to chant the holy names, I'm being tempted to fall down." He said that what we think is bad in Kali Yuga is even worse than we can imagine. The only hope is if the Lord himself comes and vanquishes the mentality of Kali Yuga by his prema bhakti. So at that time, Advaita Acharya agreed, "Yes, you're right, you're completely correct. What we shall do something, we shall do a puja." So they went to the Ganga, and Advaita Acharya, he did a puja in front of the Ganga, offering Ganga Jal and other paraphernalia, and prayed to the Supreme Lord, "Please come down and save us in this Kali Yuga. By your mercy, it's the only hope we have to go back home, back to Godhead, to be saved from going to a hellish condition of life." And so he prayed like that. Subsequently, in the house of Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra, a son was born about a year later. In the month of Falgun, at the time of a lunar eclipse. So during that lunar eclipse, all the Hindus would go to take their bath in the Ganga for purification. And they would chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the Muslims, when they saw this, they would make fun of the Hindus. "Oh, look how they're chanting Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, you know. They're so superstitious." But by chanting and saying haram, haram, by chanting the names of the Lord inadvertently and even in a negative way, they also got a benefit. And thus, at the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody was chanting the holy names. The devotees, the non-devotees, the atheists, the fault finders, like this. So this was going on in Navadvip. And then far away in Shantipur, I say far away because it takes an hour to go from Mayapur by car to Shantipur. So I assume it was a longer walk. Then at that time, Advaita Acharya is dancing in ecstasy with Haridas Thakur. This is a very mystical experience, because they could understand that far away in Navadvip, on the other side of the Ganga, that their prayer had been fulfilled. The birth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was born under a neem tree. The neem is the most very auspicious tree because it's so healing. If you have any disease, you just take the leaves of the neem tree, you grind them in a mortar and swallow that, it knocks out any disease. It's so powerful. It's very bitter. Anyone who's tried it, it's very bitter, but it's very powerful cleanser and killer of the bacteria and viruses that attack the body. Scientists have analyzed that ingredient. It's called margosic acid. At any rate, so they were chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Our prayer has been fulfilled. The Lord has appeared. How did they know that? This is the mystic potency, because Sri Advaita Acharya is none other than Mahavishnu Avatar. So he knows everything. So they were dancing in ecstasy. dancing and chanting, so blissful. And no one in the town of Shantipur, what's going on here? They had no idea. They couldn't figure out what was the reason that these two were chanting like this. So at that time, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in his own house at Shantipur, was dancing in a very pleasing mood. And taking Haridas by the hand, he danced and chanted loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But why they were dancing, nobody could understand. But in Navadvip, everybody was vibrating the holy name of Hari. All the ladies were vibrating. All the men were vibrating. The devotees were vibrating. The non-devotees were vibrating the holy name of the Lord. The atheists were making fun, but they were just vibrating the holy name of the Lord. In the heavenly planets, the demigods were vibrating the heavenly planets. The holy name. They were dancing. The Gandharvas were playing music and singing. And the Apsaras were dancing in ecstasy. And the demigods, they all gathered. They were very curious. A great personality is about to take birth. So thus, by his causeless mercy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, assumed the form, the mentality and complexion, not the form, I should say, the mentality and the complexion and the mood of Sri Radha, Srimati Radharani, and came as Gaur Hari, Hari who is golden, not blackish, but golden. And he arose like the full moon, which is compared to Udaigiri, where the sun first becomes visible. Now, in another verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami makes an analogy, and he says that the moon of Lord Chaitanya rose. Here he says like the light of over Udaigiri, but another verse he says the moon rise over the ocean. So when I was temple president in Jagannath Puri, 1976 and 77, so I wanted to see that. I would go to the beach every full moon to see the full moon rise. But when there's clouds on the horizon, you don't see the full moon rise. So I would go there every month to see it, and there was always clouds on the horizon. Then one day I went, there was no clouds on the horizon. I was praying to Krishna, please keep it clear. And then I saw the sun setting, going down, almost reaching the horizon on this side, because Puri faces south. It's on the eastern seaboard. The land comes like this and then goes like that. And that's where Puri is, so it faces south. And then it goes down like that again. So I could see the sun, and then I saw the moon rise. And I saw them both. The moon had risen past the horizon and the sun had not yet set. I saw both of them. And they looked identical. They were the same size, the same color. You couldn't tell which was which, except if you knew this was east and this was west. It was an amazing experience. And I had the realization that Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj, Gaur Goswami Maharaj, must have seen this in Puri, what I was experiencing, and therefore he compared the rising moon of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this experience, the moon rising out of the ocean on a cloudless evening as the sun sets, full moon. It was blissful. I was so joyful. I would tell all the devotees, you got to see this. But every time we went, there was always clouds. That was the only time I ever saw it when there was no clouds. So, thus, by his causeless mercy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the moon rises from the ocean, as Gaur Hari, to dispel the darkness of sinful life in Kali Yuga. And thus, the entire three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. So this is the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at that time, in 1486, there was a lunar eclipse. And so everyone chanted Hare Krishna to become purified from the negative effects of the eclipse. And thus, everyone was chanting the holy name. Thus, while the whole world was chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in his form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Hari, advented himself on the earth. Subsequently, what happened? Everyone, including Advaitacharya and his wife, Sita Thakurani, went to Navadvip to witness the birth of the child, to see this child. And Advaitacharya's wife, Sita Thakurani, the Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi had wanted to name their son Vishvambara. They had called an astrologer. The astrologer calculated the chart, said, "This is a very unusual personality. All good auspicious omens are in his chart. This person is akin to the Supreme Lord." So they decided, let's name him Vishvambar, the maintainer of the universe. And then Sita Thakurani came and said, "Vishvambar, that's a very good name, but a little baby named Vishvambar, that name is too big for a little baby. Because he was born under a neem tree, we should call him Nimai." And everyone was charmed. They loved that name. And so he became known as Nimai. And as Nimai grew up, he was extraordinary. And soon he became known as Nimai Pandit. He excelled in everything. But Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur, when they saw that Nimai was a great scholar, and he was exhibiting all the qualities of a scholar, but not of a bhakta, they became a little disturbed. We know that this is the fulfillment of our prayer, but we're not seeing the results. Why is he going on involved in philosophy and grammar and arguments and all these different philosophical pursuits as that scholars do? Subsequently, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father passed away, Jagannath Mishra. It was a tremendous loss to the family. And so Sachi Devi said to Nimai, "Now you should get married. We've lost one person from our family. Now you should marry and should earn some funds to support the family." So he did that. Lakshmi Devi, his wife, however, she left her body only a short time afterwards. So Sachi Devi requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, to remarry. So he had a second marriage. And then a year later, after his father passed away, he went to Gaya to offer the Shraddh ceremony, the Pinda, for the departure of the departed family members. And there he met Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri was a great saintly person. He was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and he used to go traveling and preaching, and he used to come to Navadvip. So he knew the devotees there, Jagannath Mishra. He knew Nimai when he was a young boy. So when Nimai Pandit went to the famous Bindu Madhava temple, Vishnu temple, to see the Lord's lotus foot, then Ishwarapuri was there. And Ishwarapuri said, "Nimai!" He hadn't seen him since many, many years. "So nice to see you. Why you've come?" "Oh, my father has passed away. I am so distraught. This is the fate of every living entity. What will happen What hope is there? What's going to happen to me, my life? I've been wasting my life in logic and grammar and reasoning and argumentation. I feel I'm ready now to take initiation. Will you please accept me as your disciple? So Ishwarapuri said, yes, this is a good decision. You should now dedicate yourself to the service of the Supreme Lord. So you come to my home tomorrow, and I will give you diksha. So the next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he washed and bathed, put on new cloth, tilak and everything, came to the home of Ishwarapuri, and subsequently he was initiated into the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And after the ceremony, he went back to his own abode. That evening, as Ishwarapuri was preparing to take rest, there was a loud knocking on his door. He was thinking, who's this coming so late at night? He opened the door, and there was Nimai Pandit, his hair completely disheveled, his clothing all disarrayed, full of dirt. He looked like it was a shocking experience. Nimai! Please come in quick. He thought, what happened? Were you attacked by dacoits? No. Please come in. Please tell me what happened. And Nimai said, folded his hands, says, Guru Maharaj, please tell me. What kind of mantra have you given me? Well, what do you mean? This is standard mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the mantra we give for diksha. It's been going on in our tradition. Why do you say that? Well, after you gave me that mantra, I went to my residence where I was staying, and I began to chant that mantra. And as I chanted that mantra, I became more and more overcome by ecstasy. And my mind started reeling. My heart started palpitating. My hair was standing on end. Perspiration was coming from my body. I couldn't sit. I couldn't stand. I was rolling around. And I was thinking, am I going mad? And even coming here, I was chanting the mantra. I couldn't stand up. I was falling in the dirt, rolling and rolling, and I think I've gone mad. What kind of mantra have you given me? And Ishwarapuri said, oh my God, this is amazing. You're experiencing the astasattvic bhavas, the eight ecstatic symptoms that one experiences after chanting the holy name of love, of the Lord, and the Krishna prema, divine love, manifests in one's heart. And you've just done this in a few hours. This is amazing. It takes lifetimes. And that was when Nimai Pandit became Sri Chaitanya. And so when he returned back to Navadvip, he was singing and chanting in ecstasy. And when Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur saw this, they again were chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Haribol, Haribol, at last! The Lord is manifesting the purpose for his descent. Finally, everybody in Kali Yuga has a chance to be saved. They were so happy. So we see here that Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, they were very close friends. And they shared intimate understandings amongst each other. And they were so blissful to see that now Sri Chaitanya was going to establish his mission, of which the latest branch of the Sri Chaitanya tree is this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, known worldwide as the Hare Krishna Movement, of which we are members. So one final point I'm going to make, that after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread the chanting all over the world, all over India, I should say, He made a prophecy. Priti vite jotoachi nagaradigram sarvatra prachar hoive mornam. That in every town and every village all over the world, the holy names of the Lord, my holy names, will be sung. And we can see today, in our own lifetime, this prophecy has come true. And the holy names are being chanted and vibrating, even in this village of London. Because 500 years ago, London was a village. And when Lord Chaitanya prophesied that in every town and village, the holy names would be chanted, it means that there would be people who would be chanting those names, which means that we are part of the prophecy. It was prophesied that we would be here chanting the holy names of the Lord in the village of London. So not only have we seen it become fulfilled, but we are part of the prophecy fulfilling this desire of the Lord to spread the holy name in every town and village. And it's all come about by the mercy of one man. His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes we're given a service. Sometimes people say, why don't you do more? And I will respond, I'm just one person. You can't expect me to do more. I'm just one person. But look what one person can do, can save the whole world, can spread the holy names to every town and village. And when I had that realization, I no longer say, what can one man do? And when Prabhupada, as he traveled around the world, he was being glorified more and more. What you have done is amazing. And every time that Prabhupada was complimented in this way and honored and respected in this way, he never took the credit. He said, I have done nothing. And he quoted this verse. Kali kalir dharma harinam sankirtan krishna shakti vina nahitar pravartan. Which means, the holy name of the Lord is the yuga dharma for Kali Yuga. But without being empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can spread this holy name all over the world. So it's only because of being empowered by the Lord that I was able to do this. Otherwise, by myself, I could not do. So in this way, Prabhupada gave all credit to Krishna. Krishna Shakti Vina. Without being empowered by Krishna, Nahitar Pravartan. There's no way we can spread this all over the world. So let us today take shelter of the holy name. We may be tested by Vaishnodevi, Durga Devi, to see if we're sincere. And we should pass that test. And when we pass that test, Durga Devi is very happy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very happy. Prabhupada is very happy. The whole parampara is very happy that we're passing the tests, staying fixed on the path. And at the end of this life, as long as we don't deviate, we're guaranteed to go back home, back to Godhead in this life. And why do I say guaranteed? Because when I was in a class in Los Angeles in 1975, Prabhupada said this. So I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. He said, if you follow all my instructions as I have given them to you, then I guarantee at the end of this life, you go back home, back to Godhead. And we were discussing this in the Brahmacharya Ashram. And that evening at the Bhagavad Gita class, Hridayananda Maharaj gave the Bhagavad Gita class. Prabhupada gave the morning Bhagavatam class. So in that Gita class, Maharaj said, this morning we've received a guarantee from Srila Prabhupada. If we follow his instructions and don't deviate, we're guaranteed to go back home, back to Godhead in this life. So we must be very careful not to void the warranty. Not to void the warranty. You know, whenever you buy electronic equipment or a car, it comes with a guarantee. that if something goes wrong within a certain time period, take it back to us, we'll fix it free of charge. But if you try to fix it yourself first and then take it back, they say you voided the warranty. You voided the warranty. So we have to be careful not to void the warranty. We just stay on the path, carry on. And at the end of this life, back to home, back to Godhead. Hari Bol. So our future is very bright. In fact, our future is so bright, we're all going to have to wear sunglasses. Thank you very much.